The following is third session of the Living the Real Life seminar given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on December 23rd, 2006, in Govinda Valley, Australia.
Yes. So, for those who are students and working on some, yes, special instructions. Yes, we have very, very special instructions for those people. Because it's actually very, very difficult. If one is living in an ashram, or doing full-time preaching activities, that is, in many ways, a very, very easy situation to be Krishna conscious. But what if one is not in such a situation? Then it's very difficult. And one may think, well, I'll just quit my job and live in the ashram. You see? Just spend all day at the ashram, then no problem. Actually, one of my godbrothers, Satvarupa Das Goswami, he was Satvarupa Das Brahmachari at the time. But he had that realization. He was working as a social worker, full-time job. He would go to the office, you know, put on his coat and tie and go to the office, you know, normal thing. You go to the job, you get the boss, you get the pressure, you know. So he would, and all the other devotees were sitting there at the ashram all day with Prabhupada. And he was thinking, what is this? This isn't good for my Krishna consciousness. The other devotees are sitting there with Swamiji all day long at 26 Second Avenue, and here I am sitting in this karmi office for so many hours. I know what I'll do. This will please, Prabhupada will be, Swamiji will be so pleased with me. He told his boss, I quit. And he went back to the, back to Swamiji. He said, Swamiji, I've quit my job. Prabhupada said, you what? It just turned out his income was paying the rent on the temple. And if he quits his job, there's no way to pay the rent on the temple. So Prabhupada convinced him. He gave a very nice story that he should go back and withdraw his resignation so he keeps working there. I mean, he did that very happily, actually. From then on, when he went to work his job, because it was Prabhupada's order, he felt very happy and enlivened and pleasing Swamiji by working this job, you see. It was no longer the drudgery that it was before, because it became transformed into Guru Seva, you see. So anyway, Prabhupada told a very nice example that one lady, a married woman, she had a parama, secret lover. Of course, that's a very immoral thing. But anyway, she had a very bad thing. But of course, but she had secret lover, and she did not want her husband to find out. She had a secret lover. So, to disguise the fact that she had a paramour behind the scenes, she served her husband better than ever before. Just served him so nicely. He would never suspect that her heart would actually belong to someone else. In this way, she kept her husband in an illusion. The husband never figured out she had a paramour. Because she just served her husband so nicely, he could never suspect that there was a paramour behind the scenes. So, if I'm working job, I'm going to the university, you see. Then Krishna is my paramour lover. My heart actually goes to Krishna. But I'm doing my schoolwork with such focus, with such dedication, with such intensity, that my professors think this is the most dedicated student we've ever seen in this university. You see? Or you're the boss of the company. I've never had such a good worker as this. This person is so dedicated to this company. Whatever you're doing, what are the 26 qualities of Vaishnava? One of them is Daksha. He is expert. A Vaishnava should be expert at absolutely everything he does. If he's attending the university, he should make straight A's. He should be the number one student in that university. He's working in a company, he should be the best possible employee, so they make him the CEO. You see, a devotee should be the best at everything. Devotees are meant to lead the world, so in every department of knowledge, whatever a devotee is doing, if he's in the military man, he should become a five-star general. If he's a millionaire, if he's a businessman, he should become a multi-millionaire, you see. Whatever field a devotee is in, he should become number one in that field, and that will push this movement forward. When people all over the world see that people who chant Hare Krishna, they go to the top in every field. You see? So if your spiritual master has instructed you to go to school or to, you know, to maintain your job, you should do that with a passion to become very successful in that. That will help this movement to go forward like anything. You should take it as a mission, just as Satsarupa, Das Brahmachari at the time. After Prabhupada ordered him, you go back, tell the boss, I withdraw my resignation. Then he felt very happy and peaceful because now I'm doing it for Swamiji, for Prabhupada, you see. If I'm doing it for my own sense gratification, that job or those studies, then there will always be conflict. Not because of the job, not because of the school, but because of the desire for sense gratification. That's the real problem. A devotee can do anything. He can fight a battle like Arjuna did. Talk about an intense occupational atmosphere. Much more intense than XYZ Corporation. A battlefield with 640 million warriors. Try that on Monday morning. You see? But because he had given up his desire for sense gratification, he simply wanted to do what Krishna wanted. Therefore, he was in bliss. So the key is, whatever your spiritual master instructs you to do, you take it as you meet with senior devotees, you meet with guru, and find out what is the best practical plan for your specific life situation. What is the best program for you to do? And then follow the instruction of the senior Vaishnavas and the spiritual master. Get a custom program from senior Vaishnavas or guru for your own personal perfection of life. Get a personalized program and then follow it. And you'll feel very happy because you're not acting for your sense gratification anymore. You've taken the guidance of senior devotees, taken the advice of guru, and you've found out what is the best plan for me to serve this mission and to become Krishna conscious. And by surrendering to that, everything you're doing is for Krishna now. It's not for sense enjoyment. And therefore, there will be no anxiety anymore in your heart. So that's the key.